His dark, graying hair had begun to recede, adding to the air of authority that hung over him. "We have a credibility problem here, Ben," he continued. "These murders have become a symbol for our inefficiency. They are giving the growing pains we are experiencing a worldwide forum that the enemies of peace are seizing upon." Sumaya walked to the window and drew the blinds shut, trapping the sun outside where it shone off the chiseled white stone structure of the Palestinian Authority headquarters on the outskirts of Jericho. His formal office was located downtown in Jericho's municipal building, but as a member of the Palestinian Council as well, he preferred using this one. "The peace talks are scheduled to reconvene next week," the mayor explained. 6 months without dialogue, and finally the new Israeli Prime Minister seems ready to negotiate the final stages of withdrawal from the West Bank." Sumaya tightened his stance, almost to attention. "Almost a year we've gone without an Amalia, an operation carried out against Israel, and to a great extent your work is the reason. You have helped teach us how to arrest our own inspector. Hamas is running scared. We've infiltrated their ranks, preempted their strikes, jailed their militants. So they have seized upon these murders to destroy the credibility with the people we have worked so hard at building." Sumaya stopped to settle himself down, but the agitation remained in his voice when he resumed. "You understand what I'm getting at here? There can be no peace without the support of the people, and these murders have taken that support from us. The talks will collapse if they ever get started now."
Which is where this Israeli liaison comes in.
"Let's face facts here. The Israelis don't trust us any more than we trust them. What we have between us is a mutual non-understanding. Now, I have spoken to the president, and we are of one mind on utilizing your skills and expertise."
"I'm hardly the proper representative for our people, Sidi,"
Ben offered. "I understand your bitterness over the treatment you have received in recent weeks. The behavior of your fellow officers has been inexcusable, and I wish I could have done more to change it.
But I'll need their cooperation, along with that of witnesses, families of the victims, too. If they read the newspapers, it is safe to assume that such cooperation will not be forthcoming, certainly not in the 10 days we have left before the start of the peace talks."
"But we must try, make an effort, a point."
"And if that effort fails, what point have we made? That we are just as inefficient working with the Israelis as we are working alone? Incompetent as well as weak. You're taking a very big risk here."
"The bigger risk lies in doing nothing, Inspector. If Al-Deeb is still at large 1 week from Wednesday, there may be no peace talks, and everything the authority has tried to accomplish will collapse. We have nothing to lose."
"And of course, at this point, neither do I."
"I wouldn't have put it that way."
Sumaya cleared his throat uneasily.
"You will have my complete cooperation, Ben."
"And will I have Commander Sha'ath's, too?"
"I know you have had a problem with him since the incident."
"The two of us had problems before. That only worsened things."
"He resents foreigners, that's all."
"I'm not a foreigner. I was born here just as he was."
"But Sha'ath did not emigrate to America as a child."
"That was my parents' choice. I made the decision to return."
"As your father did before you. Did I ever tell you I knew him?"
"You mentioned it once."
"He was a hero,"
Sumaya reflected softly.
"I remember meeting him in 1967, not long after he returned in the wake of the Six-Day War. He said I was too young to help, told me to wait for another time."
His voice drifted.
"I suppose he knew even then it would come."
"I was 7 years old when he left. He never told me."
"I wept the day he was killed. We all did. He was given a hero's funeral."
"My family didn't learn of it until weeks later. They wouldn't ship his body to America."